The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
And welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app and you can join the conversation at 850-437-1620. And it is beautiful out. I mean, it's a little deceiving. It says it's in the 80s and it feels like it's 91, but I will take that for sure. And let me tell you, the sun is always shining right here in the studio when we have someone from the Leavenworth team. And we have Christina with us today. How are you?
Good. Good morning. I love that song. It gives me like goosebumps.
Want to play it again?
No. Oh, I just love it because it's like, home is such a special place. It really is.
It is.
It's such a sense of your stability, your memories, so much. So we're so honored to be a part of that process for so many people, whether they're downsizing or they have that baby coming and they need a bigger house, or they get a job move, or buying that first home. So we really love being a part of every part of the process.
It's fun.
It is fun. Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes
become
you
a realtor and you'll say it's not that much
sometimes
fun.
You want to pull your hair out.
Yeah. Yes, it is fun, but it's a very stressful process. It really is. If you're selling your home and you have your two cats in there, you have your dog, you're both working long hours, you have to get your kid to soccer practice, and somebody says, hey, can I show it in 20 minutes? And then you're like, oh my gosh, there's macaroni and cheese on the counter. It can be very stressful in both situations, but yes. We try to make it as smooth as possible. We hold your hand every step of the way, and we are here to make it as fun as possible. But it's a serious move, so you need someone that is taking it seriously.
Absolutely.
And warning you about, hey, here's a hurdle we have to overcome. Here's something we need to look out for to make sure you're not spending unnecessary money or taking on any unnecessary risks.
I mean, and it has to be rewarding on a lots of levels, because you are helping them find that forever home.
Yeah.
Or that home in the meantime, but generally their forever home, and you know how much that means to them, and you want to, you know, make sure that they get the home they're going to be comfortable and happy in.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is rewarding for sure. Or, you know, sometimes we have tough situations where there's been a death in the family, and that's just a lot to handle. And we're able to take one big thing off their plate, saying, all right, we've got the house, or perhaps a divorce. A lot of big life things where we say, just let us handle this. You focus on the tough stuff, the emotional stuff. We're going to handle the house part, that sort of thing. So we see all that sorts of things. Or, you know, you get that job, which is so exciting, but then you have to move and you have to tell your kids.
We
even have something really cute. We have a kids listing agreement. I haven't talked about this on the show before.
This is great.
But what we do is, for some families where the kids are real nervous, we give them a kids listing agreement. And it says, I promise to keep my room clean. I promise to listen to mom and dad, that sort of thing. And if you do these things during the period, we give them like three choices of things that they can have. Like, hey, we'll give you like a $25 gift certificate, or we'll like buy you a stuffy, that sort of thing. And it's so cute. And we have them sign it. We haven't used it a ton, but in some of our more like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to tell my kid, I'm like, let me do this.
That is so awesome.
And then they get excited and it's really cute. So yeah, we a lot of times people talk about realtors. We're also therapists. We run the whole gamut as far as just trying to keep everyone happy as they're making such a big decision in their life.
We kind of talked about that a few weeks ago with two of the members from your team that came in. You know, it's kind of like I don't completely equate it to a hairdresser, but you know how your hairdresser, you sit down there and you tell. But with your real estate agent, it's a whole nother level of counseling. And I have to tell you, selling a couple homes and then, you know, our last move here, I became really good friends with our realtor that we had in Maine. And, you know, he sent me a great card, and he just, like, I consider you a friend. Because he was there through the tough times for us. You know, we bought a home with him, and then when we sold that home again with him. And he knew, you know, our hearts and our struggles, and he was fabulous. I think that's so important when you're buying a home.
It's very important, and we consider our clients like family. And we really want to be your realtor for life. We don't want to just be one transaction. If you're thinking about changing the paint colors of your home, call us first, please.
Yes.
Because we can help you here. If you're thinking about doing a major renovation, talk to us, because we'll be able to tell you, hey, this will add value, or maybe this won't. We have some people that, you know, spend a ton of money on things that a buyer may not necessarily put value in. So we're there to help, and we're here to help your friends. So that's our big thing. We don't just want to be around for buying one home or selling one home. We want to be your partner for life.
Right.
And if you're moving somewhere else, we even vet other realtors in those areas and call and say, hey, how many homes have you sold? We ask them about how they do business, and then we pair you up with them. So
that's amazing.
And because we do have a lot of people moving to other locations from here. Right. So we work with other realtors. It's referrals. So a lot of times I'm getting calls from agents being like, hey, Christina, we've heard about your team. You guys do a really great job. I have one of my family members or one of my favorite clients moving to Pensacola. Can you help them? And we're like, absolutely. Because you put a lot of trust in them.
Absolutely.
So we take a lot of responsibility and pride taking those clients. But when we hand those clients out, we really vet them as well. Because at the end of the day, if you don't like your realtor, you're going to call me going, Christina, who'd you hook us up with?
Right.
So we don't want that phone call at all.
No, absolutely not.
So we do that. Talking about interest rates, they have inched down. They're nothing
How
magic.
Far?
They're under seven. They're under seven.
I mean, that's great.
So we're getting somewhere there. So we're seeing, you know, some places are offering anywhere from like 6.25 to 6.75. It really depends on your credit. There's a lot of factors there.
Right.
But they're inching down, which is great. So we've still been quite busy in our market.
Yeah. Where would you say like your hottest spots are in the area? I mean, everywhere?
So it's really key that the home looks great. The back in 2020, 2021, where you could put up a home that, you know, still had clutter everywhere and just undesirable things for buyers, and it would still fly off the market and get multiple offers. Those are not these days.
Yeah.
So we have to price it right, and we also have to make sure it looks as good as possible. And when we come into a home, we don't like people spending money unless they're going to make money. It's not fun to put a bunch of money into a home that you're no longer going to live in. So we're very, very aware of that. However, if putting a fresh layer of paint is going to help your home sell faster and for more money, that is a relatively low expense. So we're going to say, hey, we think you should do this. We have a great guy that can do it. He'll give you a quote. And the next day, he has the lowest prices. Let's see where we're at. That sort of thing. As far as renovating a kitchen, I hardly ever recommend that.
Right.
That sort of thing. Or, oh, well, should we repave our drive? We just look at it and see. But the home should at least look nice when you walk in and smell nice. And we help with
smell
that.
Smell nice, for
we
sure.
We even have a special smell machine if the home has a little funk going on.
I like that.
You know, maybe someone smoked or if somebody has a lot of animals. And it's the stuff that the hotels have. So when you go into a hotel and it smells so great, I was obsessed with it. And I was like, I need to find the smell. So you have to buy these commercial grade like smell machines. And they're great. And they do really help when you're combating just, you know, maybe mothballs. Maybe it's a dog. Maybe it's smoke. It helps a whole lot. Not most of our homes don't need that. But every now and again, we have one that does.
Sometimes you got that, you know, basset hound that smells a little, you know, bassety.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that, but the buyer is going to go, what's going on here?
Absolutely. I like how, just backing up a minute, I really like how you were talking about if, you know, you are going to make a change in your home to call you. Because I think so many people forget that. They see, like, the do-it-yourself projects, and then they go wild. And you don't think you're going to sell your house. I didn't think we were going to sell our house until I stepped off the plane in January and realized this is a fabulous place, and I want this to be my home. But one of the things that we did is made sure that any changes we made to our home were going to translate into a house that would be sold.
Yes.
So I think that is so important. So I recommend that to everybody. Don't think like, oh, I'm going to paint, you know, the room purple, because I walked into a room with a Barney Purple house room, and it wasn't pretty, and it took a lot to get rid of that purple. Yeah. And the house sold a little less. I bought it for a little less.
Yeah. I mean, and if you have it in one room, and it was obviously a children's room, a lot of buyers can overlook that. Right. But if it is Barney purple throughout the entire house, then yeah, you're going to have a problem. Yep. But we look at that and say, okay, let's just repaint the main living areas, because people will go, all right, that's not a big deal painting right. a room or two. If they're thinking painting the whole house, that's overwhelming, and they can't see beyond the purple.
Yes. Or the Elsa blue.
Yes. And so we really try to, you know, work with that and tell them, you know, hey, here's where your best bang for the buck is. And right. yeah, if you're doing something, you never know what can happen in life. So at least call us. And we're right. always happy to talk. Our number is 850-378-1260. And the good thing about having a team is this number rings to everybody. So obviously, if you called right now, I'm not going to pick up, because that would be incredibly rude, non-professional. However, we have a team. So that's what's great about our signs. If anyone calls that sign, someone's going to be able to pick up. Because if I'm in an appointment or another person is, they're not going to pick up, because we're going to give you our time 100%.
Right.
So we are always going to get an agent to pick up the phone and be able to give a buyer information about your home and set up an appointment. If another agent calls, someone's going to pick up. So if you're just one person, you just have the human thing going on, where right. it's, yeah, you're giving your kid a bath and you're not going to be able to pick up the phone. But when right. you have a team, you can be more systematized, have more processes to make it so even if the whole human factor comes into effect, someone's sick, we can plug in another person for an open house. We can make sure that someone meets that buyer and opens the door, right. that sort
it's
of thing.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair, yes.
I like that. You can, however, call or text 850-437-1620. And Christina will definitely answer your questions
yes,
right
I
now
love
if you have
questions.
Any.
Throw me some crazy ones. So here's something new that's going into effect. So back in the day, if you wanted to see a house, you could just go see a house. Yep. Now there's new laws, and this is throughout the country. You are going to have to sign an agreement with an agent stating that they're going to be showing you this property. There's different types of agreements. It's going to be way too complicated to go into here, but they want something on record saying, hey, this agent is opening this door for you, or I am agreeing to work with this agent in the buying process. So that changes August 17th. So if an agent says, hey, I need you to sign this, it's now a law.
Right.
And we could get in a whole lot of trouble if we don't get it signed, even if it's a virtual tour, anything like that. So that is something that you'll see that's new. However, there's, yeah, tons of different things. You're not, you know, a lot of them, you're not bound to it. And if you have any questions, I can go way more into depth about it. We're using, I think, some agreements that maybe others aren't. I think there's like three different agreements floating around.
Gotcha.
But it's just saying like, hey, here's the transparency. Here's how buyer agents get paid. Here's what my expected fee is for based on what I do. Here's how I'm expecting it to hopefully get covered and that sort of thing. And then there's other ones saying, hey, I'm agreeing to allow you to open this door. We don't have to work together, but if we do, this is what that process looks like.
That's great. So it's not a trap. It's actually something that's more informative and helpful. It's a
positive
thing.
It's more transparent, saying here's what we do, here's what it looks like, and that sort of thing. So, and again, always happy to talk about it. But I think it's going to cause for more like appointments and meetings, which mm-hmm. I think is the best thing anyway.
Absolutely.
Rather, because we'll get a sign call or an internet lead, and we run and open a door, and then we have no clue what they're really looking for. We don't get to know them.
Right.
And now we'll still open that door, but then we're going to say, hey, why don't we meet this week to really understand what you're looking for? We'll have a lender there who can do a pre-approval, and it will be a better process, I think, in the long run.
It's more thoughtful, too.
More thoughtful. And a lot of times we're all busy, and we want to do appointments all day. It's the buyers right. being like, no, I don't have time. Just open this door. Now we're going to be like, okay, we'll open this door, and you have to sign this touring agreement. However, let's meet this week so we can, really like boil down what you need and what you're looking for, what payment you want to be around. We don't want to show you homes that you can't even afford, because
right.
that's going to be heartbreaking for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the things, people think. You're not going to a used car lot. You're not buying a car. They're not going to try to get you into something. They want to put you in something that you're going to be in for life, or as long as that journey
yes.
takes you.
Yes.
And happily.
And like any field, there's good realtors and there's bad realtors. Mm-hmm. I can't promise you that all realtors are not going to try to sway you. Right. I can promise you our team won't. We won't at all, because at the end of the day, it's what's best for you.
Right.
And we want you to tell your friends and family that you love us.
Right.
And that's the win. Selling you one house is not the win, where you might not be happy. We want you to be crazy happy.
Right.
And yeah, like, I don't want to get a phone call a month later saying you hate the house.
Right.
That's the worst thing ever. So we don't do that. But that's why it's important to interview people and really get a good feel for them and feel comfortable with them and know that they have your best interests at heart.
It's like speed dating, but not.
Yes.
It's going to take a little bit longer and we're going to think about it.
Yes, yes. Take your time and make sure you feel comfortable with who you're working with.
That is so great.
When you're both buying and selling a house. And some realtors are very good at both. Some are better just at helping people buy. Some are better at helping people sell. So,
how big is your team?
So I love the size of my team right now. So I've had as many as 10 or 12 agents. I felt that was a little overwhelming. Right now we're a team of six, including me.
Oh, that's
so
good.
It's perfect. And we all meet all the time. Tonight we're going out to dinner for a team party. And then
tell us where.
I know, Global Grill. You can come say hey. And tonight we have a broker's open. This is over in Perdido Key. This is a fabulous home. It's at 357 Gulfview. It's at just under $2 million, but it's on Old River. It is a stunning, totally renovated house. So we're going to all go there to support Andy on our team who has that listing. And then we're going to go to dinner. So it really
That's
is
so
a family
great.
Affair. We do a lot of open houses, a lot of brokers opens. The goal is just to get people in there.
Yeah.
The other day we did a brokers open, and we also invite the public to come too. We had like 20 people come through on a Tuesday.
Oh my God, on a Tuesday?
On a Tuesday from 3 to 5. It was really, that was a good turnout.
That's almost better than some open houses on a Saturday or Sunday,
totally,
right?
Totally, totally. So we're always trying to try new things, see what works, because what worked 6 months ago may not work today, and we love to, you know, innovate.
Things change. How quickly do you feel like things change within a market? I mean, as far as different trends and that sort of stuff that you have to be up on.
Florida's crazy. So we have that going on. Insurance is constantly changing, which in one day something is okay for insurance companies, the next week they're like, oh no, we won't take that type of piping. And you're like, you didn't tell us this. We just learn new things every day. And then also the condo rules in Florida. There's tons of new condo regulations and different things they have to go through. So Florida, I think, has had more change than other markets.
Yeah.
Because of insurance, hurricanes, condos, even our interest rates. And we have such a kind of a tale of two markets. We have the condos, which is totally different and totally different clientele buying it. And then you have your families. So we have a lot of different subsets there. And then investors wanting to invest in Florida. So we stay on top of it. I always do like little real estate news snippets, and it forces me to see what's happening because I have to find good things to talk about that's relatable. So every day I'm pouring through the news to see what's the latest in Florida, what's the latest in the nation, to stay on top of it.
And that is great, because that is something that everybody, anyone who's looking for a home, or you have a family member that's moving here, she's on top of her game.
I love it. I have some very, very detailed clients buying in Florida, and they're asking every single thing about insurance. And it's so fun when you know the answer.
Right.
She's like, so it's bad because they had a hurricane claim in the past. I'm like, oh, no. Let me tell you why it's bad. And then it's like a 20-minute conversation and being able to say that. Well, tell me about this. Like, why? Oh, termites? Termites are an issue in Florida? Oh, yes. Let me tell you why. So it's fun when you know the answers. And then when you don't, it's fun finding out.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's funny. That was one of the things here. I was like, oh, there's termites, there's this, there's that. Things that I didn't think of, didn't know of, never thought I had to worry about. But we had two homes that we were kind of bouncing between that we were going to purchase. And we ended up purchasing one that had the better insurance deal.
Okay.
And just the buy down and that sort of stuff was just more appetizing for us. Both houses were great.
Yes.
But the feasibility of the second house.
Did you get a newer home?
Brand new.
So that's a huge difference, because that new home, your bills are going to be way less, between like with your electric and then your insurance. I had a new home recently get insurance for like $1,000 versus other, if you're in East Hill, some of those homes are $8,000 to $10,000, which is a huge difference.
Yeah.
So we're definitely like new homes have their perks. And if you're interested in a new home, call us because we can hold your hand every step of the way rather than going straight to the builder. The other day I did a blue tape walkthrough because we do this for our buyers mm-hmm. because we are way more nitpicky than they're going to be. They're going to be afraid of stepping on toes and they're not going to see the things we see. And I mean, there's blue tape everywhere. I'm like, oh, there's a little hole in the wall. Oh, did you see this? Is this flashing supposed to have caulk? Like things right. that we just know to ask. Ask and say, hey, can you actually make sure the ice maker's running and doing that? So definitely utilize us for new homes as well. Just give us a call and we can get it set up.
I think it's super important because I know that my boyfriend can be very critical when he's looking through homes. But I also know that there's a certain level of buyer blindness
yes.
that we all have because we're, you know, trying to find that something that it is really easy when your real estate agent has that blue tape and is seeing the things that you're overlooking.
Yes, you have those rose-colored glasses on and yeah. you're seeing all this. And also we'll point out, hey, this is, you know, maybe a 3-bedroom, 1-bath, which is fine and not a problem. And I don't know what you bought, but sometimes we might say for resale value, it'd be great if you can bump up $10,000 or whatever it is and get that 3-2 in the, if you're going to rent it out or if you're going to resell it, that is a better resale. However, if that's where you're at, we'll meet you wherever you are. Right. But we tell them that stuff. Or we will say, okay, the laundry is outside in a shed. How I understand you're okay with that, but we do need to let you know that potential new buyers, if you sell it, I know you're not planning to, may not love that. So right. we just like to point it out so they have all information and then they can make the decision.
We did a 3-2 with a laundry room.
Perfect. Yes, yes. You got all the things. And a vast majority of the homes have it. But when there's something a little funky, right. we like to let them know, even though it may work for their family and they're loving it, we say, hey, this, you know, may impact resale. We just want you to know that. And they go, okay, you know, no problem. Or, okay, thanks for letting me know that. That's,
didn't think of that piece.
Yeah, didn't think of that, didn't see it, that sort of thing.
That's awesome. We are getting close to just a couple minutes left here. If you have any questions, 850-437-1620. We are speaking with Christina Leavenworth, and I am learning so much. Your folks come in here and tell me so many wonderful things to share with the listeners, but it's like every time somebody comes in, I hear something.
Oh, we
more.
Love it. We are real estate geeks. It is like
yes, that's what
we're
they said.
Such real estate geeks. And we're like, oh, did you hear about this? Did you hear about this new loan program? We have a Facebook chat between us where we're constantly like putting things that we learned or saw or screenshots. And I love that. And that's what you need in any profession. If you're hiring an attorney, even if you're hiring a surgeon, like when you're doing something that's such a big thing in your life, you want someone who is a geek about it and yes. knows all this stuff and wants to know more versus someone who's just doing it part time,
right.
just got their license and maybe sells 2 homes a year. There's nothing wrong with that. However, it's a very big purchase and you want someone that does this all day, every day
right.
and knows it like the back of their hand.
And there's nothing wrong with asking those questions. How many houses have you sold?
Yes.
And that sort of thing. I would go for the geek every time.
Yeah, the geek and also like a humble geek too.
Yes.
Yeah, like a humble geek that's going to be like, oh, cool. Let me explain this to you in a really like relatable way and that sort of thing. And there's no dumb questions. And again, if you ever need anything, just call us 850-378-1260. Put it in your phone on speed dial.
Yes.
Like, Christina, your favorite realtor, and myself or someone on the team will pick up. And if we don't know the answer, we'll find it out for you. We've had a few people take our advice and they said, like, hey, I added this on. It was unpermitted. How is that going to impact me down the road? Or, hey, we know that we have a sick family member. How should we prepare, you know, when it's time? And
right.
so, and we have a great probate attorney we work with. We have so many great resources where you don't have to do that research and maybe get paired up with a bad guy.
Right.
We've already got the good guys,
that's,
which is huge.
That's awesome.
Because there's so many people that'll take advantage of others. And we have people that won't, as far as contractors, attorneys, mm-hmm. all, the whole gamut.
One less thing to worry about.
One less thing to worry about.
I say you save your hair, you save your
yes.
heart.
You save your face. Yeah,
exactly.
All the things.
You save any of those cuss words that might come out when the stressful
yes.
moments are happening.
Yeah, and that's huge. It's our access to these people that are going to make it easy along the way. But yeah, save our number, 850-378-1260.
That is great. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too.